Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
The talk around town is so all around you can't miss it. Rahm Emanuel being selected by President Biden to be U.S. Ambassador to Japan, now waiting to be approved by the U.S. Senate. Maybe yes, maybe no. Liberal Democrats on Capitol Hill are emphatically opposed, but I bet yes, because the Senate almost always approves presidential selections for ambassador, and because heavyweight members of the Senate and Rahm Emanuel are buddies. Rahm is looking for something new to do, and he does have support. But I'm wondering, is turbulent Rambo a good fit for tranquil Japan? An ambassador is chief diplomat to a foreign country, someone who eases into foreign customs, like the Japanese way of communicating with each other, politely, respectfully, often with a bow. Can you picture Rahm Emanuel bowing to say hello? Can you imagine Rahm of Rah-Rah Millennium Park ambling about hush-hush Kyoto parks? Or Rahm of screeching Lollapalooza swooning to soft strains of Zen? Or Rahm of hot dogs, pastrami, and Polish sausage dining delicately on sashimi and udon noodles? Rahm Emanuel and diplomat are like Campbell's tomato and miso soup. But at this stage in his quest for Japan, Rahm's doing okay. Behaving himself, being extra nice to members of the Senate, watching his mouth, holding his tongue, ready to be approved by the Senate. I'm Walter Jacobson, and that's my perspective. For more, visit WGNradio.com or download the WGN Radio app.